is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, what does a failed foreign policy look like? What does a failed foreign policy look like? Well, it may come in the form of an official directive from Russia ordering U.S. planes out of Syria. And that's exactly what has happened. Russian officials are demanding that American warplanes exit Syrian airspace immediately. Senior U.S. officials are confirming that to Fox News now. U.S. military sources telling Fox that U.S. warplanes would not comply with the Russian demand. Russian planes now flying over Syrian airspace as well. How long until there's an incident? Certainly something to concern ourselves with. There's nothing to indicate that we're changing our operations over Syria at this point, but the Russians have demanded that we leave. Another defense official adding, "We have had every indication in recent weeks that the Russians were going to do something given the buildup." Now, let me direct your attention back to 2012. May of 2012, when Barack Obama said, "No problem. We don't need to enforce the red line. We're fine. We're going to work with our Russian friends to remove Bashar al-Assad as president of Syria." Wrong. You see, Assad and Russia are close allies, and frankly, always have been. And this whole teacher's lounge mentality for foreign policy doesn't work in the real world as a general rule. Look at the Taliban taking villages in Kunduz province in Afghanistan. Look at the collapse in Iraq and the expansion of ISIL. You see, you could sit there and tell the world it looks great from the teacher's lounge perspective, the view from the lofty teacher's lounge where they can pontificate about the rights and wrongs of the world and the evils of America. But in practical application, this president's foreign policy is an abject failure. Now, this move by Moscow marks a major escalation in ongoing tensions between the two countries over military action in the war-torn region and comes moments after Russian lawmakers formally approved a request from Vladimir Putin to authorize the use of troops in Syria. You see, Russia's moving in, and they do not intend to leave. The Russian demand comes after a very similar demand made by Turkey in July when Ankara asked U.S. planes to fly only in airspace south of Mosul. In that case, 24 Turkish jets bombed Kurdish positions, catching the U.S. off guard. The Turks went ahead and bombed the Kurds that are on our side. Now the Russians are saying, get out. If only we could hit the reset button with Russia, wouldn't that be great? If only of those of you listening right now, that decided not to vote for Mitt Romney because he wasn't conservative enough for you. Or there's something else you didn't like about him. He's too soft. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Mitt Romney knew exactly what he was talking about. He was spot on and accurate. He called Russia for what it was and what it is and what it shall continue to be, which is our major number one adversary on the world stage. Barack Obama ridiculed him in the 2012 presidential debates. The 1980s called, and they want their foreign policy back. The Cold War is over. The Cold War may have been dormant, but the Cold War is alive and well today, I'm here to tell you. And it's not that cold. So for those of you that decided not to vote for Mitt Romney for whatever misguided reason you had, shame on you. And for anybody that doesn't get out to vote for a change in the White House this time around, I would only have contempt for that. The only way we can set this country back on the proper trajectory is to take our country back from those that have sent it down this path. I am not proud of our foreign policy, are you? In retrospect, we never should have gone to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Certainly shouldn't have stayed the way we did. And we did have no exit strategy. George W. Bush led what I thought was an appropriate war at the time, but in retrospect, you have to wonder about several points of that war. But you don't have to be second-guessing about what happened since Barack Obama took office. No, it's pretty clear that's been an abject failure. Remember Vice President Joe Biden saying this was going to be one of the great achievements of the Obama administration? What happened in Iraq and Afghanistan going forward? What would happen in Iraq and Afghanistan going forward would be one of the great achievements, he said in 2010. Not seeing much of an achievement now are we? Meanwhile, David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, appearing yesterday on CBS This Morning, said that Russian President Vladimir Putin's plan to work with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's current government to fight ISIS is a phony solution. Here it is.
He has done appalling things in his country. He's massacred hundreds of thousands of his own citizens. Millions have fled. And so in my view, you know, he has broken international law and he has to go. And I know there are some people who are thinking, well, look, you know, ISIL is even worse than Assad. So shouldn't we somehow cut a deal with Assad to team up and take on ISIL?
That's the Russian president's
position. Sounds enticing. But even if you thought it was the right thing to do, which it isn't, it wouldn't work because, you know, Assad
so
is
you were saying get rid of Assad first before you continue the attack?
You need to do both. You need to do both. So, we need a Syria free of ISIL and Assad. The point I'm making is Assad is one of the recruiting sergeants for ISIL. Because of what he's done to his people, that is one of the reasons why people are flocking to ISIL to fight for ISIL. So that method that some put forward wouldn't work. We need a Syria free of both.
And America needs a foreign policy with some forward thinking. But instead, we're firing generals, stripping our military, gutting the operation, and pontificating from the teacher's lounge with some fat-free yogurt, I suppose. Time for some real leadership in America. It is time for some real leadership in America. It's 14 after. What are your thoughts? 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966, the phone number to check it out. You can find out more at stevegruber.com as well. You can listen live there. You can check out podcasts, and you can send a note along for me to review and possibly use right here on the program. It's Wednesday. We'll be right back.